escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
You good-looking son of a bitch. How are you?
How the hell are you,
I'm great, man.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
It's already Thursday. Can you believe?
Right?
I'm telling you, this is the way.
Yeah, start on
Wednesday. Start on Wednesday.
Take a week off.
Take a week off, yeah.
And then start on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Like, nurses have it close. The problem is they're still working like a full, you know, schedule. Yeah. They're still working a full number of hours, whatever it is.
Too much. 12 on.
The 12 on. Let's do more like 4 on.
Well, that's what we do.
And then, right, that's what we do. And I'm saying they should, you know, because I hear there's a lot of fatigue in that industry. You know, there's a lot of issues with the turnover rate and people being tired. You should try this. Start on a Wednesday. Do about 4 hours. Come in on Thursday. Honestly, Thursday, you'll still probably feel like coming in for the most part.
Yeah,
I don't know about you guys, but it was fine today.
Fine.
I was like, it's Thursday, I guess. Yeah. And then tomorrow, you play it by ear. You're not going to come in every Friday. You just sort of play it by ear. See what happens.
I'm with you.
If there were no bosses in this world and they just said, okay, well, this is a test and we want to see how much you think you should work, what an appropriate amount of work would be in order to provide for yourself.
None.
Yeah, I think you'd be pretty quickly down to zero. Well, certainly we'd be retiring at like 25.
None.
Like, I've worked since I was like 14. I retire now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do people who... Let me ask you this, because your uncle was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch all these true crime shows and all these cops are retired, not all of them, but a lot of them are retired when they're young. I know some of them get injured on the job, but a lot of them just retire after being a detective or whatever, in their 40s, something like that. Are they fully retired? I mean, I know they're fully retired in the sense that they've got a pension, but do they need to find other work, or is their retirement enough for them to live on
I think
at
it
that
depends
age?
On... I, like anything else, I think it depends on how you want to live. Like, I think he could have lived.
He could have made it
on
work.
His pension, except for, you know, my aunt wanted a Mercedes and a bigger house. He always talked about it, like, Jesus Christ.
Right. Okay.
I got to work. And I'm like, why do you got to work, man? You retired when you were like 50. And he's like, yeah. your aunt's got a black Mercedes out there. I can't pay for that on a pension. You know what I mean? So I think if they
Sure. And some people want to work, which I totally understand, too. The idea of, like, I don't want, it's not just that she wants a black Mercedes. I don't want to be home with her all the time. So I'm going to go do something. Some people just really like what they, because your dad or your uncle did the private cop thing, right?
Well, yeah. After he was a cop, he went and worked for an insurance company as, like, a an investigator.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then he did other stuff, too. When he moved to Florida, he worked at the police station, but he wasn't a cop. He was like, I don't know if he was...
Like a cold case guy?
I think he was the guy who, like, maybe he booked you.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He came in, maybe he fingerprinted you or something. Like, so, you know, but never anything, like, really strenuous. You know, like a private investigator. He was for a while, and then he worked at a cop station. Now I think he just... You know, he is a golf marshal.
He's still trying to find ways to work? Like,
he says they let him play at their country club for free if he's a golf marshal.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So he's like, I can't afford the country, but if I go out there and drive around in a car, I get to play here for free.
Can't afford the country club and the Mercedes.
Right.
So, and I want to play golf, damn it, and get away from your aunt.
He plays golf every morning.
Well, that's good.
I know.
That's like the, I wish I liked golf.
I think he wakes up at 5:30 a.m., takes a dog for a walk, and then brings the dog back home and then gets in his car and plays golf, and then rides around the golf course in a cart he's the golf marshal, and then comes home for dinner. Like, I don't think he sees
Like, he's there all day.
All day.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, if he loves it, I'm sure he does. That's why he's doing it. I guess my point is that if I had kids your kids' age, I'd be maybe not steering, but making sure they are aware of jobs where people tend to have pensions, retire at a younger age.
Sure.
I think even people who make decent money in the corporate world, because you spend what you make. So many people just spend what they make, no matter what, how much money you make. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. So a lot of people just end up working until they're 80. But if you actually can, because the 401k, that's the thing. When the crash happened in 09, 08, all these people who were about ready to retire, all their money was in that 401k, and they went, oh, I just lost like 90% of it or whatever it was. Now I can't retire. That's the problem with 401ks. With the pension, you go, I'm done. I mean, you were in the military for a while, and some people that you were in the military with presumably decided, I'll just keep doing this because I can retire.
I talked about it. There was guys when I was in, it was Clinton, and they were giving like, you know, they're cutting the military budget, so they're giving you, like, early outs.
Yeah, okay.
And there was guys like
early retirement.
Yeah, there were guys that I knew well who had joined when they were 18, and they had done 15 years, and all they had to do was sign a paper, and they were retired at 33, 34, full medical, full everything. I don't think the money was the same.
Probably not.
Yeah,
you know,
I think they took a little bit off for every year early, but they were like, okay. Let me jump out now.
Yeah,
then you guys give me, I think it was like 75%, which, you know, if you're cutting the military budget, you do that for a bunch of people, 25%, that cuts the military budget, right? Then for a guy, you're like, yeah, I'll take 75%, I'll just be done.
Okay, and you can still work, right? There's no rule that says you can't go get a job.
And you got health care for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's not like getting disability. You're like, wait a second, you're working? Right. My buddy was in the Army. And he did at least two tours in Afghanistan, but maybe three. But I know he did at least two. And he hurt his back. Not bad enough that I have not noticed it be like a huge issue for him. I do know that he'll say like, yeah, my back's messed up, you know.
Right.
So, and I know that he got like early retirement, plus you get some sort of medical retirement. That was my understanding at least. So it's another... some of the impression it might be a few hundred more bucks a month, something like that, because
he was injured
in the line of duty or whatever, and that's that. I'm not saying, by the way, that he didn't earn it. I'm not saying that's an easy way to make a living.
No.
Any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying, as you get older, at least for me, I started to look around and go, why didn't anyone tell me about being a firefighter, being a cop? Just not just do you want to do this, but here's how pensions work. Here's how private savings work for 401ks. Here's the average age of retirement for people in this line of work. Here's what happens if you can find a good union, right? What the average age goes down to for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy's dad was a carpenter's union, I assume. I mean, he was a carpenter and he was in the union, so I assume that's carpenter's union, right? And it was one of those deals. I remember him telling me around 50, which, you know, when I was a kid, I thought, oh, that's, you know, now it seems really young.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I can retire. But each year that I work now, each additional year that I work, they're going to give me another $500 I think, $500 a month. It was a lot, a substantial amount, right, because he was working past his retirement year. He's like, I'll do that for like 3 years, you know, add an extra $1,500, something like that. And looking back at that now, I'm just like, dude.
No, those are the dreams. You just don't really have so much of that anymore. My grandfather, he dropped out of school when he was like 15.
Yeah.
His dad died. He dropped out of school when he was 15, went to work in a machine shop in Detroit, was in a union, worked for like 25 years, retired. My grandmother lived
You're from the land of the unions.
My grandmother lived to be 100. So God knows how long they were retired. And I didn't get much. My grandmother would tell me like every 15th of the month, we get a $275 check from this company. Right. Like, well, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They're like, it's the only one that always comes on time. That's the one. Like, wow.
My dad was in a union shop briefly, and I mean really briefly, one of the places, because he sold car parts, usually car dealerships, and one of those shops at one point was a union shop, and he did not work there very long, but my mom gets something from them.
Yeah.
Now that he's gone, which is just crazy to me, because I know he didn't work there very long, but that's how it works. So if my kids come to me and say, here's what I'm thinking, college, I think I want to, you know, be a psychiatrist for children, whatever. Okay, that sounds great. Something that's going to require a lot of school. I don't want to steer them away from that.
Right.
But I also just want to make sure that maybe I kind of subliminally put some of these other things in front of them. Like, oh, did you see Greg's retiring at 45? It's just tough when they're 17 because they don't understand the concept.
Old anyway.
They think 50's old. Right. They're like, oh, 45. Yeah, well, you should be retired. He's lucky he's not dead. And you're like, okay, dude. It's going to be here a lot quicker than you think.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so seriously, this thing, this company's called Remento, like Memento with an R.
Remento.
R-E-M-E-N-T-O. And like I said, Brooke told me about this. I'd never heard of it. She's like, you should do this with your mom. And you can get, you can invite other people to be a part of it. So you can, I invited my nieces to be a part of it. And then it gives you these like prompts that are already, you know, predetermined, whatever, just a bunch of examples in case you're having a hard time thinking of something. And then you can, of course, make custom prompts as well. And it's to record a story about their life. So you get kind of their
biography. Okay, so it texts you, hey, ask your mom this question.
No, so I ask her. I go to the website and I say, what prompts do I want to send my mom today? So I'll say, okay, you know what? Something I always wanted to know is, you know, what was your favorite holiday when you were a kid? Like, that was one of the things
and
on there.
Texts her?
Did you guys take vacations? Yes. Then she gets these texts on her phone, and it says, hey, Reed sent you these, and, you know, press record or whatever to record your responses. She records them. After she records enough of these things, they say AI to create a physical book.
Yeah.
That creates these custom illustrations, I guess, or whatever, and it will create a physical book. And then it also creates like a, my understanding is that it's an ebook that's kind of like a, maybe it's kind of animated in the video that I watched. It looked like maybe it's kind of, but it's an ebook, and I got the impression that the ebook might be a little more interactive. And then you can also have this physical book that you can put on your coffee table, right? So every day, Brooke asked me, you know, did you send your mom any prompts? Did you send her any prompts? Say, what prompts did you send her? I'm like, yeah. The thing is, I have sent my mom quite a few prompts, and my mom, first of all, when I told my mom about this on Christmas morning, I thought she would think this is pretty cool. Like, oh, that's cool, you know. But she didn't seem overly excited about it.
If you explained it to her like you explained it to us,
it was kind of
confused.
Well, no, we had the video up. I showed her, like, it's going to make a book. And, you know, we're going to get your life story. And it'll be super easy for you to give your answers and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So she's like, okay. But it certainly wasn't like, oh, my God, I love it. It's nothing like that. No tears of joy, for sure. So then I send her the prompts.
Don't they just do the prompts themselves?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that they do that you can choose from, or you can do custom ones. So I've used a lot of the predetermined prompts, for sure, the pre-written ones. And Brooke keeps telling me, like, you need to come up with some custom ones. Because at the same time this is going on, my sister-in-law got the same thing for her boyfriend, and he's been just killing it with this. He's been doing a book with his dad, apparently loves the gift. They've done like 150 prompts already, just keeps coming up with a bunch of them. They're doing 12 a day. And since Christmas, my mom's done like six of them or something like that, because that's all I've sent her. But also, I sent these things to my mom.
Well, give us examples.
And my mom,
like I said,
what was your favorite holiday growing up as a kid? Did your family, I'm reading you some of them. What did your family take vacations when you were a kid? And if so, what was your most memorable family trip? What's another one? What's a song that you most associate with your teenage years? There's like music stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. What artist did you have a crush on? Any pop stars? Mm-hmm. It's stuff like that.
And has she responded?
She has responded to these, but she's they've been very, very, very brief responses. You're supposed to, I think, sit there and talk, you know, and say, well, I remember, because this thing is going to try and write a book about this.
Mm-hmm.
Her responses have been very...
Like what? Give me one of her responses.
Very brief. Like, what was your favorite holiday and why? She just said Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
did you have any pets growing up when you were a kid, and which one was the most memorable? We didn't have pets.
Well, I mean...
Okay. So fair
well, that's
enough.
Fair. I mean, I don't fair know enough. How you want her to expound on that.
Fair right. enough. Fair enough. What was... Did you take family vacations when you were a kid? If so, what was your most memorable family trip from your childhood? We didn't have money for vacations.
Oh. Oh, wow. That's good.
But here's the thing. It's not just...
So
I don't
far,
think
so good.
Right. But and Brooke's like, you're going to have to send her a lot more stuff because it's going to need more to work with. And maybe you should tell her, like, hey, it's okay to give... You know, longer responses. I'm like, well, if the answer is didn't do it, don't have anything to talk about here, then, you know, that's not really her fault. But my mom just like, yeah, you know, I know my responses have been a little short. And I could just tell by the way my mom said that. I say I could tell. I got the impression that maybe there's something up with this. Maybe she doesn't like this. And then I wondered, like, is it possible that she doesn't want to talk about her childhood because she didn't like her childhood? And there's a reason that it's been so hard to get her to talk about her childhood. Up until this point, we know very little, and what we do know, there's plenty of things that we're like, ugh.
Or is it like a chore?
Yeah, it's
her?
Bad.
Like a-
no, I don't think so, because, I mean, she's not, it's not like she's working full-time or anything. She's retired. She's at home. Right. She normally would like stuff like this. She clearly does not like, I'm getting the impression that she does not like talking about
So take the words out of the childhood.
Her life. Well, everything is about your past.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's also about your childhood. You could get to 18, 19.
Well, that's what I did. So I sent her stuff. I sent her stuff about because, and there was stuff about her teen years, and those were brief responses too. But I sent her stuff today about having kids because you know she says that that's what made her happy was having kids, and that was the greatest thing that ever happened in her life. So we'll see what kind of responses we get. But I really was thinking maybe she doesn't want to do this, and should I just ask her straight up? Like, you know, I'm not trying to get. An attitude with you. If you don't want to do this, just let me know. That's okay. It's not something I'd even consider, but it makes sense now. It's possible that, you know, for whatever reason, this makes you uncomfortable. Whether it's because, like you said, if it's just a childhood stuff, we move on from that, then fine. But if it's because you think that this makes you think about your own mortality or whatever, I don't know. Like, and I also got that impression. Like, does she think that we got these books because it's like here before you know but that is sort of what they're for though so when you're gone we have some sort of I don't have this for my dad before my dad passed away I knew that he wasn't doing well and my ex and I took him out to eat and we spent a whole day with him took him out to eat that day and my ex documented we were asking him all of these questions about his life things that I said I've never gotten answers to these I've never asked him about certain things and she documented all of it for me and wrote it all down It just is like a Google Doc and an email and sent it to me. That's it, which is better than nothing.
Right.
But that's what we got. If this had existed when he was around, I think it would have been cool to have, to know. Because our parents are of a certain age, Lazlo. They don't talk freely all that often, a lot of them at least, about their childhood. It's like, I don't know, your dad was like that, right? Where you got to kind of dig to get stuff.
No.
He doesn't just volunteer. My dad
I mean,
volunteer
I
a lot.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it's different. Like, I feel like I know what my dad's childhood was like.
Okay, see, and I
know, like, you know, we talked about it or whatever. Like, well, you know, just normally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, you'd be like, ah, when I was a kid, we used to do this or whatever. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, my dad was adopted and his adoptive father or whatever. He divorced my grandma like right after they'd adopted my dad. So it was my dad and just his mom. She was the only thing consistent. Guys would come and go, though.
Right.
I know that there was some guy along the way that he sometimes referred to as dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I know which one it was, but there's part of me that's like, why do you call him dad? You know what I mean? Things like that I wish I could have asked him.
Sure.
It would be interesting. And there were stories that would pop up sometimes in later years. I'm like, wait, what? Talking about being on a trolley in San Francisco and happening to see some guy that had dated his mother who'd been abusive to her getting on the train, and my dad saw him and got so enraged that he said, I'm like, how have I never heard this story? And I know that he had so many stories like that. He was in the military, all those things. It's just hard to get him to talk about that. And a lot of times with my dad, if you asked him something, it was always like, well, you know, let's not talk about that right now. I don't want to upset your mother. Because if it was anything from like before they were married, if there was a chance that it involved some other girl going to a, in the military, I know there was some story about going to a strip club. You couldn't get him to talk about it, though. He'd say very, very little because he didn't want to offend my mom. And he thought a lot of that stuff would be offensive to her. And I don't know if that's a generational thing or what. But, you know, like, just don't, let's not. Don't worry about that.
Well, you got to get him away.
Yeah, so there's a lot of it that you just,
that is lost to history.
Well, no, I guess I'm just asking, like, should I just drop it and leave her alone? Like, does she not want to do this?
Keep sending in the questions, see what comes out in the book.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And that's the other thing.
Like, just if it's a short book, it's a short book.
She's only telling me what kind of answers she's been giving. I haven't looked at them, and I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Well, find questions that aren't yes or no, you know what I mean?
I know, and that's supposed to be the idea, and that's why, so like this question that I sent about having kids. You know, what made you, when did you know that you wanted to have kids, and what was it like when you had my oldest brother, you know, how did your life change? Things like that. Things where she can't just say yes or no. And I think that stuff will, you know, really open her up.
If she responds but, like, it's fine, then you know. Like, okay,
I know.
Just drop it.
But every day, come on, Brooks. Like, so how many prompts did you send?
Send them all. Like, send a bunch.
Well,
let me start sending them.
She wants me to send custom ones. And I'm like, I got a bunch.
On
that. Yeah, I'm sure you do. You should make one of these for your mom.
What kind of questions, what kind of custom ones would you come up with?
Well, man, I want to start on.
Let's not, because it's already
when did you
obviously
become a panty stuffer?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.